Hello, and welcome to A Gardener's Notebook. I'm Douglas E. Welch. You can find out more about this podcast and the Gardener's Notebook blog by visiting welchwrite.com/AGN. Again, that's welchwrite.com/AGN. I'd love to hear what's going on in your garden. Send your questions or comments to AGN@welchwrite.com, or you can post them as comments on the website. Although this is the first Gardener's Notebook podcast, A Gardener's Notebook has been around since 1996, originally as a weekly column published online. Then it went on a short hiatus, and in 2003, I resurrected it as a weblog. The original idea for the column grew out of the fact that my wife and I had just purchased our first home, which came with a 10-year-old garden, front and back, not a lick of lawn on the entire property. The first column was about resurrecting an older garden, which is what we had to do here. The previous owner had themed it as a Japanese garden, but had taken all our ornaments with her, and so we needed to turn it into something of our own. Now, if you've ever read A Gardener's Notebook, you know that I'm far from a gardening expert. I'm not a master gardener. I don't work for a nursery. Rather, I'm just someone who has an interest in gardening. Way back in the 70s, I grew up on a farm in Ohio, where I learned a love for all things that grow. And it was a pleasure, 10 years ago, to finally be able to get my fingers back into the ground here, tend my roses, and act as a steward over the land if it was only just my little 8-acre lot here in Van Nuys, California. A lot's happened here in the garden over the last 10 years, and you can read back on some of that in the old Gardener's Notebook columns and in the blog. I'll be touching on the stuff that's happening to me today, tomorrow, the next week. I hope that through my trials and tribulations and problems and questions and research that you can gain a little information about gardening, share your garden with me and other listeners, and generally have a great time talking about all things that grow. The big project in the garden right now is what I call winter cleanup around here. All the leaves have finally fallen off the trees and are found in layers 3, 4, 5, 6 inches deep all over the garden. We had a little rain earlier, and that prevented me from doing too much work in the garden. And unfortunately, I should have been gathering the leaves up week by week, so now I have to deal with what was a 5-foot pile of leaves in the middle of the driveway, and that was just from the driveway area itself. Part of those leaves went into our little compost pile that we have here, and the rest went off in our garden bins to go to the city compost lot. One of the nice things about Los Angeles is they actually do take the gardening waste to a compost lot, pile it up into huge compost piles, probably some of the biggest compost piles you've ever seen, and then they actually redistribute that compost for a small fee to the public, and they also use it in city-based gardening projects. I now know that I really need to get out in the garden more frequently and get these leaves off the ground a little bit at a time instead of trying to do it all at once. But such is life sometimes. When I have a busy week in my computer consulting job, I work for myself, I can often be out of the garden for quite a bit of time, kind of looking at it through the back window. Once our leaf bends are picked up on Wednesday this week, I'll head back out into the garden again and attack another area and put a few more loads into the compost and a few more loads into the bins to go back to the city. The other large pending project here in the garden is the car dealership directly behind our property has decided that a huge parking lot simply isn't enough space for them, and they need to build a 3-story parking garage about 20 feet off the back of our property. Now, we've lived here for 10 years, and I must say the car dealership has actually been a great neighbor. It's been almost like having no neighbor at all along the rear property line. Our trees can overreach the fence and drop their leaves, and nobody seems to care, and they really don't cause any trouble on our side. But with this new project, we have experienced, probably 3 or 4 days of large graders digging out parts of the soil and piling up so high I can actually see it over our 8-foot fence in the backyard. The other thing they're going to do is they're going to totally demolish our back cement block wall so that they can replace it with a higher wall, according to state code, basically. That's going to require not only demolishing the wall, but ripping up the footings and replacing the footings and then rebuilding the wall. One of the nicest features of the back wall are a series of very well-mannered vines that grow upon the wall. They don't sprawl like English ivy. They don't try to take over the yard. They just seem to like living in the nice shady portion of the wall and kind of help soften it a little bit. So what I'm going to have to do now, I think, is go out there one day, go along the top of the existing fence, cut off the vines that are there, and kind of peel them back off the wall, laying them down on the ground, hopefully far enough out of the way that when they bring in the digger to create the new foundations for the new wall, they won't disturb the vines themselves too much. Then, once the wall is rebuilt, which the construction manager tells me will take a couple of days, which we'll keep our fingers crossed on that, I'll be able to put some masonry bolts in, put up some wire, and basically reattach the vines to the new wall, giving them kind of a head start. In another part of the garden, the vines had been removed when my neighbor did some fence work himself, and I found that the vines actually reattached to that wall very quickly, and so I'm hoping that the same thing will occur, and I'll help it along a little bit by salvaging as much as I can. We're much luckier than some of our other neighbors, in that we have large, I won't say mature trees, but certainly well-leafed trees along our back property line. So even though they'll be building a new building only 20 foot from our back property line, we already have a screen of trees in place. As part of their plan, those 20 feet of setback are going to be landscaped. They're going to be planting their own line of trees there as well. So we'll actually have a double density of trees, and that should prevent us from seeing too much of the building itself. Our next door neighbor on the south side, though, has just a plain lawn, one very pretty-looking Norfolk pine in the back corner, but that's it. So when they come out their back door, at least initially, they're going to be facing a 3-story-tall edifice. Not sure I'd like that at all. It's going to be a long project, but I'm hoping to mitigate too many problems. We've seen another building of almost the exact same design, built by the same car dealership, only about a block away, so I'm looking at it for visions of how it's going to appear to us. In some ways, it'll be even better. With the green space and the removal of the parking lot lights that used to be right on our property line, it should actually make the garden seem even a little more cozy. That's one of the comments I always get when people arrive and see it for the first time. It's a little bit of forest land here in the middle of urban Van Nuys. I'll keep you informed what's happening with the project, both on the weblog and here in the podcast. As I said in the introduction, I am very interested to see what's going on in your garden. I'd love to see pictures, read what you have to say about your garden, help you answer your questions. You can forward any of those to agn@welchwright.com. Welchwright, by the way, is spelled WelchWrite.com. So again, that's agn@welchwright.com. If you send me pictures, I'll post them on the website, perhaps even create a Flickr group so we can actually share pictures that way. I'm also going to put up a map from frapper.com, FRAPPR.com, so you can mark your location on the map, so that we all know where everyone's coming from. We're coming up here on 10 minutes, so I'm going to wrap up this first Gardener's Notebook podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy reading the weblog. If you like the podcast, please tell your friends. We're now listed in the iTunes podcasting directory as well as others, so it's fairly simple to subscribe. It really helps out when people subscribe to the podcast. It gives me at least a vague number of people who might be listening. I hope you come back soon. for episode 2. I'm looking to turn out these podcasts about once a week. You'll probably see other little video snippets and perhaps some audio snippets and photographs in the time between the podcasts. Thanks for listening. Now, go back out in your garden. Turn a spade of soil for me. Keep digging. Bye-bye.